Time now for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison with a new storefront.
Woohoo!
Yes!
You're starting out the new year with a fresh look.
Yes, and the inside is looking good. It's almost done.
It's 80%, what'd you say?
Yep,
80%.
I like what you did with the big picture window.
Yeah, well, I've been getting some business in. More people are noticing that we actually do have a computer store in town.
There you go.
That was the goal.
That blew my mind. I thought that everybody, you know, knew us and where we were, but it's amazing how many people just didn't see it.
But today, Paul.
I'm excited.
Why are you excited, Paul? Please tell us what the name of the show is.
Well, you're going to tell us because I can't say the word.
What word?
Procrastination. Is that
It's closer than sometimes.
Well, let's just say it's one of my favorite. It's my favorite show of the year.
Yes. It's John's Prognostications.
There you go.
Actually, today is the end of the year grading. We are going to look back and see what John prognosticated
a year ago.
Or predicted.
Yes. Predicted.
That's not as fun to say.
But I'm going to make you say it again next week.
So last year,
John made some predictions, and we're going to review those, and then you and me get to grade them.
Okay. And John made a prediction about what's going to happen in technology
in 2025.
Yep.
All right.
So let's.
Are you
hit
nervous,
the road.
John?
Yes. Please be gracious to me.
All right. You want me to read them, and then you can.
Sure.
Okay. Number one, Windows 12 will be released early in 2025. Large emphasis on AI built into the version. And let's see. He thought, you know, a lot of people would need to upgrade their computers because of that and all of this stuff. So, unfortunately, John, that is completely wrong because we don't even know if Windows 12 is coming.
No, it's put off another year or longer. They don't have an end date for it. Literally, this was probably the most obvious prediction I made in all the years I've been doing this.
Really?
Because it said, literally, on their Microsoft website, due for release October 2025.
Yep.
Windows 12.
Yes.
Well, they released Windows 11.
When? That was October of 24.
Okay.
And so
that was October a long time ago.
Long time
ago. I don't remember how long Windows 11 was.
But that's where
we're
at now, Windows 11.
Yeah.
Windows 11, yeah.
It was time for a new one, and they didn't do it, which is fine with me because
it makes life easier.
So you were pretty sure of that prediction last year.
That was a given. I felt kind of bad even saying that because it was so obviously going to happen because it was on Microsoft's website.
So what happened?
I think.
Why didn't they do it?
Well, we're going to talk about that a little more and about what else John got wrong. And it all goes back to one thing. Okay.
Yes.
So let's move on. Okay. So for that one, John, I'm sorry. I'm going to give you a D.
Oh, thanks for the D. I do appreciate that. That's better than an F.
What about you, Paul?
D minus.
Oh, he's a little tougher.
I don't think he's ever got that low.
Have you ever gotten an F?
No.
Okay.
Not.
Okay, number two, virtual reality and augmented reality will be much improved and will be seen in web and software platforms as well as games. John says, I feel that Google Glasses products will be a popular Christmas gift next year. John, what are Google Glasses doing right now?
They got pulled from the market. for the same reason as Windows 12.
Yes, really. And
we will
address that at the end.
Okay. Talk about
okay,
much
so
of this.
Again, I'm going to give you a D minus for that one.
You said a D last time.
I know.
He's the one that started the D minus thing.
Well, if you're going D minus, I'm going D.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Even.
Okay, number three, 5G rollout will continue, won't be available in our rural areas for a long time. And that one, that's correct.
Yes.
Say that again, Teresa. What?
5G for our phones. Mm-hmm. You know, we heard all about 5G, 5G, 5G. It's not here in our rural areas because they're not, what, John? They're not what?
they're just not economical for them. You know, the cost of putting them out here in rural areas. They, you know, they're in the metro, in the larger towns around here. We've got some, you know, Wilmer's got 5G, but we just not a population base here to make it worth their while to have true 5G. That means, you know, it doesn't just say 5G on your phone. You're getting the speed of 5G, which
we just don't get out here yet because of our towers.
Yeah. Okay.
They'd have to do some upgrades to the towers or build new towers. So I'm going to give you an A on that one, John.
Oh, that'll help.
Yes, that will help a little bit. All
right. I'll go A too.
Okay, number four. Everyone who hears this radio show will have used some form of artificial intelligence by this time next year.
Yes.
Yep.
That is an A plus, John.
Yep. A plus. I agree with that. Explain that a little bit. So what are people using? CPChat?
Yeah, ChatGPT, Gemini, which is Google's. But I think the people that now they're hearing that I don't use AI, I just use regular Google search. Well, guess what? If you do a Google search, it says a little button under there. It says, for more information, use AI. And you click that button to get a little more, you know, to see the whole page.
Yep.
That's AI.
Yep. Yep. It's everywhere. 100%.
Good
everywhere.
One. Good.
A+.
Good prediction.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We got two more here. Talks about AI. John says that AI products will be similar to the early days of web searches. So ChatGPT seems to be winning. Similar to old browsers, he thinks Google is going to kind of be taking a back seat to AI. And he says there's going to be more players and a lot of research money in the race to become the next big thing. AI isn't going away, like it or not.
You predicted that last year.
Yeah. Yep. A plus.
I had to. Because I knew I did bad on a couple of them. So I had to do a little research to prove how right I was on this one. So currently, today, you know, you think of, well, you got ChatGPT, you've got Google Gemini, a couple other ones.
Yeah, I use Gemini.
There are literally 1,500 to 5,000 right now free ones, free platforms for on the internet.
Wow.
The fact that there's such a range. It doesn't say there's 4,500 to 4,600. It says 1,500 to 5,000. That means there's so many popping up every day, they can't even answer the question. And these are all free ones, not to mention any of the paid ones.
But the big ones are Gemini and...
Yeah, ChatGPT, Gemini, and then you got Canva and Copilot. They're more specific towards, you know, integrated designs and, you know, hey, draw me this, give me this.
Yep.
There's Fireflies for transcription, you know, so you don't have to bring a notepad and paper to meetings anymore. Mm-hmm. And then you've got AI voice generation. You can have them write songs.
There's crazy.
So many different variations.
We'll be talking about that next week.
Yep. Yes.
Last one, docking stations for phones. John, you thought that there would be a thing where you could plug your phone in and then like you do your laptop and then you have your full monitor and mouse and keyboard and that you'd be able to use your phone like a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And that has failed. That has not happened.
No, that was
not at all.
Explain that again. What did you?
You know how you can have a laptop and you can plug it into a docking station, and then it comes up on your desktop
monitor.
You can use it like a desktop, but you can also take it with you. John was saying that that's going to happen to phones, and that we'd be using our phones just like a computer.
Okay,
but that has not happened.
It hasn't transpired yet.
I'm going to give you another D.
Well, I kind of said that wasn't going to happen, though. If you
you did.
If you read the fine print,
oh,
a little more careful.
Okay.
So,
but he says he doesn't believe it's going to be a must-have because having fewer devices are not in the manufacturer's best interest. So if they make docking stations for phones, fewer people will buy laptops.
Mm-hmm.
That's that redeems yourself. I will give you a B for that.
All right. I'll do the same, B.
That went up. Okay, John.
You finished strong, John.
I did.
Started out horrible.
Yeah, my transcripts kind of looks like my college transcripts when I had the English class I had to take and the speech class I had to take and then the rest were your computer classes and the math.
So all in all, John, I'm going to say you lean about a C.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, the two D minuses.
You got some A pluses and some D minuses. This is crazy. Yep. So yep. we're going to land you right in the middle with a C overall. That's not bad.
So what are we going to do next week?
Well, we hinted that we were going to tell you why these things are happening, and it all why relates it all back to AI. I'll give John some credit here, because if Microsoft is not moving forward on this, they have pulled Google Glasses because AI is growing so fast, and it's changing so fast and advancing so fast that they're not quite sure what to do with that yet. Okay. Everything needs to be integrated with AI, because that's what's happening, and they just don't know how to handle this because it's so new. And so if the experts don't even know what they're doing or how to handle AI, I guess we can give you a little bit of a pass on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Give us a hint. One hint.
There'll be something about AI.
Duh.
It'll still be a thing in 26. Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe it will. All right. Great show.
Well,
good
yeah,
job,
it's a
John.
Fun time. So
yeah.
Next week, come back for John's prognostications for 2026.
Yep.
I can't wait, John. I'm not going to be able to sleep all week.
It won't be that exciting. Okay. But.
All right. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in, and looking forward to next week.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.